Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is November 4th, 2025, and here are the latest AI updates. This episode is sponsored by Aria. Build and secure your agentic ecosystem on Aria's AI orchestration and security platform. OpenAI has signed a 7-year, $38 billion partnership with Amazon Web Services, securing access to hundreds of thousands of NVIDIA GPUs for model training and operation. The agreement ends Microsoft's exclusive hold as the sole cloud provider for OpenAI and reduces the company's dependence on its largest investor. Amazon confirmed the strategic collaboration and is expanding hardware capacity on AWS. The deal is one of the largest in cloud history and prompted Amazon stock gains in pre-market trading. For Microsoft, the arrangement weakens a prior monopoly on OpenAI compute, though the companies remain partners. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy stressed that AWS offers the most powerful infrastructure for AI workloads. OpenAI updated ChatGPT's usage policies on the 29th of October 2025, prohibiting the model from providing specific medical, legal, or financial advice. The change responds to liability concerns after documented cases in which incorrect guidance caused harm. Reported incidents include a man who replaced table salt with sodium bromide and developed psychiatric symptoms, and a case where erroneous cancer-related guidance delayed a needed diagnosis. OpenAI now classifies ChatGPT as an educational tool rather than an advisor. Experts note ambiguity between general information and tailored advice, and the technical enforcement remains unclear. Practical takeaway: responsibility for critical health, legal, and financial decisions stays with people.
Ad break.
Feeling AI anxiety? Aria's enterprise AI orchestration platform lets you deploy AI quickly without compromising security or compliance. Give your teams confidence to innovate. Get started for free at aria.com, A-I-R-I-A.com. President Donald Trump said the United States will not supply NVIDIA's most advanced Blackwell chips outside the United States. He said on the CBS program 60 Minutes that Blackwell is 10 years ahead of other chips. The remarks point to possible tighter export controls on top-tier U.S. AI chips beyond China. NVIDIA plans to ship over 260,000 Blackwell chips to South Korea and Samsung Electronics. Trump said China could receive a less powerful Blackwell, though Chinese authorities reportedly bar use of downgraded NVIDIA chips. NVIDIA chief Jensen Huang warned closing China could spur local competition. The U.S. had already limited high-end chip exports to China. KAUST researchers present the Huxley-Gödel machine, a self-modifying AI agent that alters its own code to improve lineage performance. The team introduces Clade Metaproductivity, a metric that estimates the performance of an agent's descendants and guides self-modification. HGM uses tree search, Bayesian sampling, and adaptive scheduling to spawn and test agents. Modifications target control logic, tool access, and error analysis. The agent rewrites Python files, tests scripts and tools, tests changes, and integrates successful variants. On SWE Bench verified HGM with GPT-5 Mini solved 61.4% of tasks. On SWE Bench Lite results rose with GPT-5. Researchers report less compute and potential for resource-efficient systems, but not yet a full Gödel machine. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.